Hello and welcome to this exploration of your spiritual journey. Let's take this moment to bring our energy together and focus in our hearts on the prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. We are grateful. Amen. Today, Jean's going to talk about an upgrade to your spiritual equipment. And what is your spiritual equipment? It's that aspect of your consciousness that is open to spiritual growth. It is also, well, it has to do with your physical brain as well. As you've probably heard her say many times, you are wired for spirituality. You are wired for God. And those centers that are in your brain also have to be upgraded. This is a powerful lesson on how we can implement this upgrade of our spiritual equipment. She's going to talk about meditation, one-pointed focus, but especially the desire of your heart. Let's watch this together.
Hi there. Well, I gave you some homework last week called, What is Your True Desire? What is the desire of your heart? And the importance of reinforcing that desire and connecting with the divine mind of God, connecting with the source, outside of the third dimension. If you can look at the dimensions, here we are in the third dimension, it's like this. But when we are in God consciousness, we open the door to everything. So with the desire to know God, what you did was reinforce that door more open and more open and more open. At the beginning, the door opens from your desires, like slightly. Choof, just slightly open. And there you are. And the light comes in and you start to move in the infinite intelligence of God. And through meditation, you connect with that higher vibration. And that higher vibration starts to destroy the lesser vibrations, the lesser blocks that's in your consciousness that need to be taken down and unveiled so that you can move into a wider understanding of oneself. Because as I talked about being infinite and finite. So if you have moved into the infinite, the next dimension of being, it takes a whole different equipment, so to speak. Because a human being in its finite condition is limited to one-tenth of its consciousness being open. And I've referred to that many, many times in my Spiritual Power Tool book on the iceberg with one-tenth conscious and nine-tenths subconscious. So your desire to know God and become one with God reinforced means that wherever you are on the journey, You're opening up a wider capacity to receive the revelations needed to make the journey, to understand. Because the only way you're going to understand anything is through experience. I've never ridden a horse, so I don't know how to ride a horse. I don't even know what one has to do to ride a horse. But I know there's a lot of you out there that know how to ride a horse and love riding the horse. And the horse is their friend. I've never had that experience, so I don't know anything about riding a horse. So in order for me to learn about riding a horse, I have to get somebody to coach me and to teach me and to tell me what it is like to ride a horse and what I need to do to be able to stay on the horse and not fall off of it every time the horse went one way or another. So I'm your horse trainer. I'm your soul trainer. Let us put it that way. Since I've never ridden a horse, what can I say? But I sure have understanding of the evolution of all souls. Because when you look through the higher realm, you see it all. You're not limited to this little picture. You're open to everything. So now that you've made your desire to know one in God, to know yourself in God, that opens up this door and you start to get immersed in it. It immerses you. And instead of just being finite and 1/10 conscious, you become 2/10 conscious. And you're on the road to become fully conscious. Maybe you've been working on this for many, many years. So you are more conscious than when you began. And I find students that say to me, oh, I've been doing this for 20 years I've been meditating. Nothing is happening. Yes, something is happening. You've been meditating, you've been putting your desires out to have the perfect teacher to come forth and take your hand and take you another step. And if you happen to be in my classroom, my desire for you is to go all the way and not just get stuck on just a little part of this, but open it up and work in the best interest of your soul. That's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in working in the best interest of your soul. And the only way that can be done is if you desire to know yourself in God, you are willing to do the meditations necessary to open the door wider and wider and wider. And there will be times that you will be discouraged. You'll fall off the horse. You'll have to get back on the horse again, or the bicycle, or whatever. You'll fall off the path, but you can always get back there through your own desire and willingness to do so. How many times have you been on a diet or quit smoking or quit drinking or quit doing something that you feel is a bad behavior that you need to get out of because it has too much control over your life? And you do really well in honoring that commitment, but all of a sudden you find yourself picking up that cigarette again. And you think, oh, what did I do that for? I've not smoked for 6 months. Why did I do that? What caused me to pick up that cigarette? You observed yourself picking up the cigarette. Now you observe yourself. What made you do it? What made you get off the path, so to speak, of being smoke-free? And you have the capacity now to look at that behavior that brought that forth. Because you're becoming conscious that there's a more. That you want to give up the smoking or the drinking or the drugs or whatever it is. But it comes back to haunt you to pull you back into itself, making you believe that this is important. My God, I need a drink. I gotta have a drink. Or I need to eat that ice cream cone. And you say, who is talking to me here? This is something I'm being given up, and it's yakking at me. But I'm observing it before I just automatically do it and then beat myself over the head because I did it. No, I'm much more smarter now because I'm the observer of my soul and my behavior, and I can do something about it. So you take responsibility. Okay, now let us take that to the spiritual journey. You want to be on the spiritual path. You meditate every day. You are committed in desire, and you're reading books, and you're praying and doing whatever you can do to make this transition, because it is a transition. And then suddenly you find out, oh, I'm so sick of meditating. I'm not getting anything. Nothing is happening in my life. Oh, my God, everything is turning to crap. And I'm supposed to be going to God. Now, what on earth is going on here? I've heard this from every one of my students, and I have a lot of them. And they all come to this point where they say, is it worth it? This is too hard. I just want to go back to my old self. But then I don't want to really go back to that because that wasn't working for me either. Gee whiz, this isn't working and that's not working. What am I going to do? Wow. I go back to, what is my biggest desire? What is it that I need to do? Oh, my biggest desire is to know myself and God. Gee, I forgot that for 2 weeks. Because it was, my meditations weren't doing what I wanted. Jane wanted them to do. Well, I'm going to give up on the process. Oh, well. I have to go back to smoking. Who cares? Nobody really cares anyway. Mm-mm. I care. You say to yourself, I care. I care about my progress. And it's important to me to know God. And it's important to me to get back on the wavelength. Okay, I slipped some. But I can get back on the wavelength and open up this door, because I'm telling you this, because in this process, as this door is opened, new challenges come to you because you're moving out of humanhood into divinehood or godhood, infinite intelligence. You're moving out of the finite self into the infinite self. And that's a huge transition. That's not just as easy as quitting smoking, if that's easy, and it isn't. But this is a bigger thing. This is something that you know not of, and you know not what you're going to, you know that if you quit smoking, at least your lungs will be better. You'll be healthier. All the reasons that we're supposed to quit smoking. But if you're in spiritual school, and you're opening up the doors to your spiritual self, and your desire is to know God, and these doors start opening, and you start to have to look at your behavior. You have to look at the desires that you have that you now want to relinquish, let go of. Because they're taking your time in your mind. They're taking up time and space in this mind of yours. It's trapping these thought patterns in your mind. And pretty soon you believe in your mind more than you believe in your journey to know God. You believe in the finite mind. The finite mind has to give way to the infinite. And the way is to develop your meditation habits and develop Your intuition, because the intuitive mind is the thing that intuits the infinite and opens the door to greater understanding and greater wisdom and greater possibilities for your whole self. Now we're not interested in your little old personality self, because your personality self is just a personality and you're going to dump it when you leave this planet. What you want to be focused on is your infinite, your greater self. Because I'm going to tell you, I've had many, many a body. I have many, many desires. I've fulfilled many, many desires, and I never was satisfied. So this is why I came this lifetime, to know this and to experience it and to become that which I am and you are. The more you understand the infinite, the more you understand you're all a part of it. But you can't understand it while you are in a finite mind. No, no, no. Impossible. So you have to give up the finite to become infinite. And the only way you can give up the finite mind is to develop a very, very clear intuitive path. So as this is opening up in you, the veils are starting to crumble. Your intuitive mind has to be very keen. Keen is the word, to be able to pick up the new vibrations. So when I began to learn that, I played a game with myself. And the game was, God, give me new equipment. I didn't know how else to talk about this. I was just a novice. I said, I obviously need new equipment, because as long as I use my old equipment, I'm going to get the old answers. Help me to get new equipment. What do I have to do? Oh, I know what to do. Desire is the way. Now that you know, my desire is to know myself and God, then my next desire is, give me the equipment to do it. Give me the higher equipment, the bigger computer, the greater internet. Right now, I can only access a minute part of the internet of God. I want to get upgraded, so to speak. And I want to be upgraded so that I have another capacity to come into the infinite intelligence of God. And right now, I need to be upgraded. I'm telling you something very important here. If you really get to hear it, you're going to understand. Once that desire was made, and God listened to it, and you did your meditations, and you became the observer of self, and you're committed to your growth, then the next desire is, give me the equipment, the brain power, the intelligence to access the mind of God. Because God, if you think in abstract form, and I can only think in this minor little limited form, I have to have the capacity to understand the infinite through my intuition. And I need to have my equipment re-geared. And I can't tell you how many, many, many times on this journey, and I've been on it almost 40 years, going on 50 years here, I've had to ask that. Whenever I've opened up one veil and gone through that veil and learned what I need to learn, let it go of that veil, I would say, give me the intuition, give me the power, upgrade my brain. I'm going to use my desire body, because you know my primary desire is to know you, God, to know my oneness in you, and I will do everything in my power to do that. So besides my meditation, which I am doing to connect with the divine mind, I also have to have the equipment to be able to connect with it. So I'm going to desire the perfect equipment as I evolve into this new place of being, I need to have the perfect equipment to be able to decipher the abstracts and bring it into conscious mind. Because that's the only way I'm going to change. And I'm talking about the serious students here. I'm talking about those that have been through the war of the spiritual journey. And if you are just a beginner and this is the first time you ever picked up a video of mine, go back. Go back in some of my older videos, because I've been working for the last many, many years, probably 10 or 12 years here, making videos, making all kinds of stuff with the journey on it. Desire is desire is desire. And my desire for you is the same desire you have. I connect with your desire and support you in that desire. And if your desire wanes and you don't really want to do it, then my desire wanes and I really don't want to do it. Because if you can't move, then, and you don't want to move, I love you. And I want you to fulfill your desires and your will. I'm not going to push my will on you. But one thing I will do is try to, in every way to persuade you to stay here, to keep going. Because when the going gets rough, you want to get going, not in the right direction. You want to put your head under the blanket and pretend. I know that one. Because I sure have been that one. I have put my head and say, oh my God, I can't look at another thing that might last for an hour. Then I say, okay, little Janie, get your ass up and get going. You have to be really strong with yourself. You have to talk to yourself like a strong parent. When the little part of you, when my little girl within me said, oh, this is too hard. I don't think I can do it. Oh. No. I got to get out of this bed and go forth. Because if I let my little scared part of me take charge, my lesser self take charge, I'm not going to get anywhere. So, now that you have made the desire to know God, no matter what, and you will be tested, and you've heard that from me before, ask for the equipment, the new equipment, the capacity to move into greater revelations. And with this new energy that's come in now, in this year's energy force, it will help you to move faster. You're going to move faster than I did. Because that wasn't the energy there. I had to push to get anywhere. Because it didn't have the energy that you have the capacity. When I started my journey, there was no such thing as an iPhone or texting or, my God, I finally got a color television. Look how far behind. And now, look at your children. They know more about the internet than we do. Their iPhones, their iPads. And what's going to happen in the next 5 years? I have no idea. I'm just trying my best to keep up with the new technology. And God is like that. There is so much more to learn, but you have to have the intelligence to learn it. You have to have the intuition to bring those vibrations down and the equipment to decipher them. So, now, please, pray for New equipment. Continue. Well, it's no use you praying for new equipment if you're not going to meditate. Forget it. Scratch that one off your list. But if you're a regular meditator and you are moving through this space and you're opening up the door, then you've got to ask for new equipment to use to decipher the new information coming down, just like we have to have a higher voltage to get the internet all over the world or whatever it's called. The infinite intelligence of the human being all over the world, because we had to buy bigger computers. Bigger, and I say bigger, they aren't bigger, they're smaller. Oh, they're not huge anymore, they're teeny. Look at how little a something can be that you can carry around and be connected to the whole world. Well, now you're connected to the universe, which is not just the world, it is infinite. So ask for the new equipment. Pretend like you can go down to the Verizon or to Best Buy, whatever has the greatest and best equipment. Oh, you can even go on the internet and buy that equipment. Isn't that interesting? Think about that. I gave you something to ponder on, didn't I? You can go right to the internet and get that new equipment, and it'll be mailed to you within 4 days. Think about that. If you have ears to hear that, you're going to understand what I'm saying to you. And if you don't, that's okay too. I love you. I love that you're with me. I love that you have a desire in your heart to know your whole self and God. I love the fact that you want to work in the best interest of your soul. That touches my heart. And that keeps me going, making videos after videos after videos. And maybe one of you will tap into this, or maybe 1,000 will, and maybe 2 will. But for those 1 or 2 or 1,000 or 10,000, I'm here for you. I love you. I support you. Ask for new equipment. Bye-bye for now.
As we saw, Jane was sharing with us that we've got to upgrade our spiritual equipment, and it begins with a one-pointed focus of desire and asking for an upgrade to our equipment, understanding that more vibration, more energy we brought to bear so that we can discern the new information that's coming in. And it's not intellectual information. It's intuitive, which is a whole different thing. You know, when I first started studying with Jane, my understanding, limited as it was that the spiritual path had a lot to do with spiritual information, a higher intellectual understanding of things. But what she opened for me was the possibility that as my equipment got upgraded, I would begin to discern things directly instead of just learning about spirituality and all the information about it. I would get to experience a direct knowing of what these teachings were. And that can only happen with an upgrade of the spiritual equipment, which is brought about by desire, meditation practice, the observer self, and a one-pointed focus. We want to support you on your spiritual journey as we meet together on Thursday nights, Eastern Time, 7 p.m. for our spiritual support gathering. And the link is in the chat room and also on the website. And this is where you'll get the support that you need, led by certified Center for Enlightenment teachers and with other like-minded souls who will support you on your journey. Also, we want to be especially grateful today, express this gratitude for your donations to the Center for Enlightenment, because they really make the difference in being able to continue this work. That link is in your chat room and is also on the website. Well, one of the crucial things that Jane talked about in this video was meditation. In fact, she said if you're not meditating, it really isn't to your best in your best interest to ask for a spiritual upgrade of your equipment. And so let's take a little moment to meditate now and make that meditation a part of our daily spiritual practice. So close your eyes and just bring yourself into this moment and know that right where you are, you are connected with that presence. You are aligned and open to the presence of the infinite consciousness that is God. And in this energy and vibration, we take a moment to recommit to our spiritual journey. And on this path, we ask for greater revelations and an upgrade to our spiritual equipment, so that we can discern and receive that intuitive understanding that is direct. As we move from the finite mind to this infinite consciousness, which emerges in us in the silence. As we are immersed in the energy and vibration of the infinite awareness and consciousness, of our spiritual source, we know that we are aware of all the new vibrations and energies and revelations that come to us. As we expand, embrace, and become immersed in the higher understanding, the direct understanding. Thank you. Now we bring ourselves back to this time and place and our location we're in, become aware, and we open our eyes and We go forth this week, taking a little time every day to meditate, taking a little time to recommit to our journey, and also to ask for this upgrade and to be open to the revelations that come as we are expanded in this new consciousness that we are embracing together. Have a wonderful week. Bye now.